Dear Democrats, don't despair, rather prepare for 2008 and start rethinking who can best represent your views to the American voter so you don't have to endure another inauguration day like this one. Writing in the new issue of the Washington Monthly, the editors say nothing hurts the Democrats more than their own aversion to risk. Think audaciously, the editors advise, and go on to offer a list of possible candidates. Here's a guide to their thinking. The title of the article is Cosby in 2008, and they mean Bill Cosby, the comedian. Paul Glastras is editor-in-chief of Washington Monthly. Here are a couple of names on it. Retired NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw. That makes sense to me. Bike racer Lance Armstrong. Why Lance?
Well, here's a man who got millions of Americans to watch bike racing in France. Americans love somebody who can beat the French time and time again. He's an inspiration to cancer patients everywhere, and why not?
You have two business people on your list, Carly Fiorina, the CEO of Hewlett-Packard and a former teacher, you note, and Lou Gerstner, the former chair and CEO of IBM. You like business people for the Democrats, although maybe they seem more Republican.
You know, you play against type. There are actually plenty of CEOs who vote left. Carly Fiorina and Lou Gerstner are two of the finest in the business, and you could get your moderate voters that way. Lou Gerstner is somebody who understands the new economy. He is the son of a truck driver, also chairs a bipartisan group founded by governors and corporate leaders to advance educational standards and testing.
I'm not sure Mr. Gerstner has ever actually expressed an interest in being president, though, and that goes the same for one of your other candidates, actor Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks would be a great candidate. I mean, here's a guy, a remarkable number of Americans think he served in World War II. I think that he's plays the everyman on movies. Everyone can relate to him. And two Oscars under his belt. Phenomenal candidate.
But never actually done anything in public policy, so far as I know. And that would apply to a lot of other people you're suggesting as well.
The Republicans right now are eyeing a constitutional amendment to allow an actor turned governor of California to run for president before he's even finished his first term. The Democrats don't have a very deep bench of politicians. We just thought it would be a good exercise to get the Democratic Party to stretch their minds a bit and think of the voters and who they would get excited about.
Queen Noor of Jordan, the American-born wife of the late King Hussein of Jordan?
Again, outside the box, Alex.
Way
this
outside.
Is a woman. She's multilingual. She's beautiful. She's worked for children throughout the world. Her father was the head of the FAA under President Kennedy. America loves royalty. And here's somebody who might actually redeem our image in the Muslim world. She speaks flawless Arabic.
Here's a problem for Democrats and for their supporters at journals like the Washington Monthly. This is a funny article, but if the Dems actually tried to run any of these guys and these women as well, everyone would editorialize that they don't have any of the requisite experience that you demand of people like George Bush.
George Bush was the governor of a state where the governor had very little actual power. Prior to that, had been in charge of a baseball team. Other than the dynasty from which he came, was not a man of deep public policy experience. I would say half the people on this list have as much experience as that.
Paul Glastras, he's editor-in-chief of the Washington Monthly and already throwing out names for 2008. Paul, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.